some of our own folk singers, and this is the opportunity that we have today. We have two gentlemen who are traditional singers. They're not professionals. They've sung all their lives, and they're a part of our region here. They represent north of the Mohawk and the Adirondacks and south into the Catskills. And they're going to give a varied program. They might get in a fight every so often about which is the best tradition and which are the best songs, but that's part of it also. The two gentlemen are Larry Older, who represents the Adirondack section. He's from Middle Grove, New York. He grew up and worked as a lumberjack until he was 28. And he won't tell me how long ago that was. But since that time, he has worked as a machinist and worked with his hands. He has one album out, which is not a popular album, but a traditional folk album called Folk Songs of the Adirondacks on Folk Legacy Records. His partner today is Harry Simpson. You may know him through Barbara Moncure's album, Folk Songs of the Catskills. Most of the ones she sang on that album were Harry's songs. This was put out by Folkways. He's from Ulster County near Kingston. He's been a farmer, a woodsman, and a quarry worker. The Adirondack tradition says this has to be a quarry worker, but he says it's a quarry worker. And not only do they, both gentlemen accompany themselves on guitar and sing, but Harry is also a writer of songs and probably will share some of his traditional songs that he has written himself. I don't know who's going to start off. I think Harry is, but they're going to take the program, and it's theirs from now on. Thank you.
This is just going a little break the ice, this song. In this sense, it takes in the Adirondacks and the Catskill Mountains, which is very unusual. It's a barroom song. It doesn't come from the Adirondacks and doesn't come from the Catskills. It comes from down along the D&H Canal. Inasmuch as we are just plain folk singers, folk, we'd be singing normally in the kitchen. So make yourself to home. If your shoes are a little bit too tight, kick them off. Now we see what I can do with this. Oh, I discovered America. You discovered beer. Long before Columbus ever landed over here. I took the Adirondacks and placed them where they are. Sold whiskey to the Indian from behind my little bar. Oh, I discovered America. You discovered beer. Long before Columbus ever landed over here. I took the Catskill Mountains and I rounded all their tops. Went up into Schoharie and started raising hops, where I drug me home some poop holes to build myself some bowels. That's where the Irish later dug the D&H Canal. Oh, I discovered America, you discovered beer, long before Columbus ever landed over here. Now, I'll turn it over to Larry.
Before I start, I want to say to all the friends of Frank and Ann Warner, they send their love and best regards. They called me up Friday night, we were talking a little while. I'm going to start with Gary's Rocks, and I'm not going to sing all of it. Especially anyone that ever worked in the camps, after they'd heard that 60 or 70 times in one winter, they'd heard it enough. But I do want to sing some of it so you know just exactly how our tune went, the way we sang it. Come all you bold young shanty boys and list while I relate concerning a young shanty boy and his untimely fate. Concerning a young shanty boy so manly, true, and brave. 'Twas at a jam on Geary's Rock he met a watery grave. 'Twas on a Sunday morning, as you will quickly hear. Our logs were piled up mountains high, we could not keep them clear. Our foreman says, come on, brave boys, with hearts devoid of fear. We'll break the jam on Geary's Rock, and for Agonstown we'll steer. Now some of them were willing, while others they were not. All for to work on Sunday, they did not think they ought. But six of our brave shanty boys did volunteer to go. Break the jam on Geary's Rock with their foreman, young Monroe. They had not rolled off many logs when they heard his clear voice say, I'd have you boys be on your guard, for the jam will soon give way. These words he'd scarcely spoken when the jam did break and go, taking with it six of those brave boys and their foreman, young Monroe. And it goes on for about 70 more verses, and that's as far as I'm going on that one. You might, I know students are interested in indigenous songs, and probably all of our songs are copied after songs from somewhere else. They're not very original. But there is a little story that goes with this one. It's copied after the Kansas Boys, I found it out. But the way I learned the song, before I knew it was a variant, the Red Birch Lumber Company moved into Mulleyville Lake, a wild section in back of Saratoga Springs, New York, up on the mountain. Put up their buildings and built their sawmill and cut birch lumber right and left for a year. And packed up their mill and took right off again. And they were no more than out of sight. And the natives had run off home with all the scrap lumber that was left, and every one of them had a new outhouse. Now, the outstanding thing about this is, I think that they were the first Birch John Society in America. Well, here's the song that came out of it. Oh, all you pretty bar girls, come listen to my noise, and don't you marry them Mulleyville boys. If you do, your portion it'll be Johnny Cake and Rabbit and Hemlock Tea. Some has cows, others has none. They milk them in the seashell, set it in the sun. You asked me why, and I told you true. I spent a year with the Mulleyville crew. That's the end of that one. Nearly every one of our fiddle tunes has a verse or two to go with it, or more. And all my life I've been more interested in the airs and the fiddle tunes than I was in the lyrics. And that probably explains why I happen to know the two together. I love to play the fiddle. I'm not going to do it today, but Charlie Over the Water, or Over the Water to Charlie, is one of the fiddle tunes that every fiddler knows. Now, here's a New York Adirondack song that I'm most grateful to Ellen Steckert for collecting. She got it all. And the tune is Charlie Over the Water. Said Pat to his mother, it looks strange to see brothers fighting in such a queer manner. But I'll fight till I die if I never get killed for America's great starry banner. Far away in the east stood the dashing young blade, and the song he was singing so gaily, 'twas honest Pat Murphy of the Irish Brigade, and the song of the splintered shillelagh. The dawn had soon broken, poor Patty awoke, he found rebels to give satisfaction. drummer was beating the devil's sad tune. He was calling the boys into action. No more in the east, no, far away in the east stood the dashing young blade, and the song he was singing so gaily. 'Twas honest Pat Murphy of the Irish Brigade in the song of the splintered shillelagh. The day after battle, the dead lay in heaps, and Pat Murphy lay bleeding in glory, with a hole through his head by some enemy's ball that ended his passion for glory. No more in the camp will his letters be read, nor his song be heard singing so gaily. For he died far away from the friends that he loved, far away from the land of Shillelagh. Another fiddle tune, Larry O'Gath, had these beautiful lyrics. Oh, I'd rather be shipwrecked in a large ocean or clutched in the grip of a lion's fierce paw. Yes, I'd much rather take some poison solution than live a long life with a mother-in-law. One day while Sally and I down in the kitchen, I slyly endeavored to steal a sly kiss. The door flew open, and who stood before me? That horrid old master, my mother-in-law. I'd rather be shipwrecked in a large ocean or clutched in the grip of a lion's fierce paw. Yes, I'd much rather take some poison solution than live a long life with a mother-in-law. Here's one that was sung widely through the Adirondacks and sung in the home, not so much in the camps, but in the homes. My dad and my wife's daddy sang it. Mary of the Wild Morn. On a night when the winds they blew cold and bitter across the wild morn, young Mary, she came with her child, wandering home to her old father's door, crying, "Father, pray let me come in. Take pity on me, I implore, for the child at my bosom will die of the winds that blow across the wild moor." But the father was deaf to her cries. Not a sigh, not a sound reached the door. But the watchdogs did bark to the winds that blew bitter across the wild moor. Now how must the father have felt when he came to the door in the morn and saw Mary lying there dead with her child fondly wrapped in her arms? In his grief he tore his gray locks as on Mary he gazed out the door, saying, "Last night she perished and died of the winds that blew across the wild moor." In his grief he soon passed away, and his body to the grave was soon borne. And no one lives there to this day, to ruin the cottage has gone. But the villagers will point to the spot where the willow hangs over the door, saying, "There Mary perished and died of the winds that blew across the wild moor." Thank you.
They always put those sad songs in there. There's too many in the old tunes. But Elwin Davis, who's pushing 80 now, he remembered very well his father singing the song. I don't think this has ever been written. There they sat, a popping corn, John Stiles's Susan Cutter. John Stiles as strong as any ox, and Susan fat as butter. Said she, John Stiles, it's 3 o'clock. I'm dying of digestion. Instead of all this popping corn, why don't you pop the question? He got his arm pot round her waist, said, honey, will you marry? She smiled and said, you know I will. Why did you so long tarry? She spoke then of their wedding day. Her words came fast and steady. She paused and said, why don't you speak? But he'd said too much already. They're married now for many a year. Their kids populate the hollow. But John has never said a word, for God knows what might follow. Then I was saying, we get into these sad songs. You know, there was one thing about the singers that I contacted. They never would tell you what they were going to sing. They just started to sing. This is a Lexington Murder. I got this from Frank Joy. He's dead. He was born in 80. And he got it from his father. And of course, I don't think Frank ever knew whether he was singing about Lexington, New York, or some other Lexington. My ten... Hey, hey. My tender parents brought me up, provided for me well. Then in a town called Lexington, they employed me in a mill. 'Twas there I met this pretty fair maid. On her I cast my eye. I asked her if she would marry me, and she believed the lie. I call Annette her father's house, about 8 o'clock at night. But little did the poor girl know, I hold her any spite. I ask her if she'd take a walk, but just a little away. So she and I could then agree upon our wedding day. I lured her along the road, till in a quiet place, then pulled a stake out of the fence and smote her through the face. She fell down on her bended knee, for mercy she did cry. For mercy's sake, don't murder me, and murder your child. but he denied no mournful cry. I pounded on her more until I took her precious life that I never could restore. Then grabbed her by the hair, the head, to cover all my sin. I dragged her to the old mill pond and plunged her body in. Then all at night lay round and fret, for never could I rest. I could feel the very pains of hell are running through my breast. Next morning I was such friend, was very quickly found in the shadow of the old mill side. My conscience had me down. Oh, what is that upon your face, and blood all o'er your clothes? I answered to the officer then, I was bleeding from the nose. But to my crime I soon confessed, in prison now I lie. The judge has spoke the fatal word, and I'm condemned to die. Such nice, pleasant thoughts. Mary Avery, who is, I think, pretty near 90, and I think she's lost track of her grandchildren. She has about 50 of them. But when she was being courted, her mother used to sing a song to the prospective husband. This is still family stuff. When I was 16 years of age, a damsel in my prime, I gaily thought of wedded life and pleasures I would find. Thinks I to myself, now is the time, so try it if you can. So every night I looked around for a good-looking man. Well, my wish, it seemed, it did come true on a Sunday afternoon. As onward home from church I tripped, I met this gay gossoon. He looked so nice about the face, to wed him, it was my plan. So every night I set my cap for that good-looking man. Was scarce 2 weeks after we had wed on a Sunday afternoon. My gent stepped out, and so did I, to take a pleasure stroll. My gent stepped out, and so did I, to watch him, it was my plan. And soon I saw another gal with my good looking man. They kissed, they hugged, told tales of love to you I will not tell. Thinks I to myself, now is the time to start you off right well. Thinks I to myself, now is the time, so to my home I ran. And there sat down to watch and wait for my good-looking man. The faithful clock was striking 10 when my Willie he came in. Said I to him, oh Willie dear, where have you thus long been? I've been to church, oh Maggie dear, now this I could not stand. The rolling pin I then let fly at my good-looking man. I pulled his hair, I blacked his eyes, in ribbons I tore his clothes. I then picked up the poker and laid it across his nose. He looked just like a chimney sweep as through the door he ran. And there never was another lady loved by my good-looking man. Come all you unmarried people of high and low degree. If you have gotten a ragged slat, pitch in him just like me. For when I found I was deceived, I thought it my very best plan to tighten a check or break the neck of my good-looking man.
That was a good one, wasn't it? I had to add a song to my list here. I see these little gaffers here, and I don't minimize them at all. I have a 4-year-old granddaughter myself that sings songs by the hour. So here's one for you kids, and I know the grown-ups will like it. Frog in the Spring. Oh, there was a frog lived in the spring. King Kong Kitty went chikaimio, and he had such a cold he could not sing. King Kong Kitty went chikaimio. Kimo, kaimo, kaimo, key, away down yonder in the hollow tree. Mouse and the bat and the bumblebee. King Kong Kitty went chikaimio. Now learn this chorus. Mahi, maho, ricky, ticky, tummy, tittle, soup, bag, penny, winkle, nip, cat, sing, song, kitty, and chikai me, oh. Now who's been here since I've been gone? King Kong, kitty, and chikai me, oh. A pretty little man with new shoes on. King Kong, kitty, and chikai me, oh. Kimo, kaimo, kaimo, key, away down yonder in the hollow tree. Mouse and the bat and the bumblebee. King Kong, kitty, and chikai me, oh. Mahi, maho, ricky, ticky, tummy, tittle, soup, back, penny, winkle, nip, cat, sing, song, kitty, one, chikai, me, oh. A pretty little dandy man, said she. King Kong, kitty, one, chikai, me, oh. With a crooked back and a striped knee. King Kong, kitty, one, chikai, me, oh. Kimo, kaimo, kaimo, key, away down yonder in a hollow tree. Mouse and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitty, one, chikai, me, oh. Mahi, maho, ricky, ticky, tummy, diddle, soup, back, penny, winkle, nip, cat, sing, song, kitty, and chikai, me, oh. The frog went swimming across the lake. King Kong, kitty, and chikai, me, oh. And he got swallowed by a big black snake. King Kong, kitty, and chikai, me, oh. Kimo, kaimo, kaimo, key, away down yonder in the hollow tree. Mouse and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitty, and chikai, me, oh. Maheim ho, ricky dicky tummy diddle soup bag, penny winkle nip gad sing song, kitty when chakai me o. My, I don't know just what you'd call it, say immediate ancestors to back to great-great-grandparents possibly, lived in one area which now is split into two, that is Washington and Warren County. And the Warren County section that contained just about all of them has been in a noted region of the United States because log driving was invented there. Now that may sound strange to some, but someone had to think of it for the first time, and Lanson and Norman Fox did in the early 1880s. They started the first log drives on the Scroon River, according to the histories that I've got a hold of. They used to raft logs before that, but then they used flood dams and center logs out in the spring. Glens Falls, New York was the lumbering capital of the world from 1860 to 1910. And so they were, and I am still living, in a region that's been rich with lumber woods and woods working. What I'm leading up to is this song, The Wild Mustard River. It's not a local song. It's a song that we sung, and it's a collated version. I very seldom sing that type. I'd rather sing the variants. But this puts together the variants in a way that everything is told about a log drive and jam and after. And there is a sequel to it up there, if anyone wants to ask me about it afterwards, in the question and answer period. Come all you true boys from the river, come and listen to me for a while, and I will relate you the story of my true friend and chum, Johnny Style. Gonna capo up. Down by the Wild Mustard River, down by the old Embry Dam, one morn as we rose from our blankets, on the mustard we spied a big jam. The minute our breakfast was over, we pulled for the head of the jam. And two of our boys took the pole trail for the flood from the reservoir dam. As the waters came rushing and rolling, our peavies and pikes we let fly, not thinking that one of our number that day had so hardly to die. On the river there was none any better, on the logs and my friend Johnny Style. He had worked there more than any other, but he always was reckless and wild. But today his luck went against him, his foot it got caught in the jam. And you know how that stream runs a-howlin' when you flood from the reservoir dam. We worked for an hour and a quarter, we worked till the time come to spare, and we had a whole well worked through her when like lightning she hauled out of there. We rowed her down and pulled up in dead water, we worked till the sweat it did pour. We pulled his dead body from under, but it looked like poor Johnny no more. His flesh was all cut up in ribbons and rolled out as flat as your hand. We hope he's found peace for his body while the Lord holds his soul in command. I can't let Harry get away with the only murder song. I'll take the opportunity while I have the mic. This is indigenous because it happened in Big Moose Lake in 1906. Theodore Dreiser wrote the book, Great American Tragedy, and the movie A Place in the Sun, all taken from this murder and the murder, subsequent murder trial. As far as I know, I'm the only singer of the song. It was widely circulated, and nobody seemed to want to sing it. Maybe you'll know why when I get done. Was a hot, sultry day in the summer, and the flowers were all aglow. They started out on their vacation, the lakes and the mountains to view. They gathered the sweet water lilies that grew near the shores of Moose Lake. And nobody thought he'd be guilty, the life of the poor girl to take. But Cupid was too strong for Gillette. He was playing against his heart. And the girl that he once loved so dearly, from her he wanted to part. As they traveled out over the water, where no one could hear her last call, and nobody knows how it happened, only God and Gillette know it all. He now sleeps in Auburn's dark prison, and soon will give up his young life that might have been filled with sunshine had he taken Grace Brown for his wife. Two mothers are waiting and praying, one praying that justice be done, the other one praying for mercy and God to take care of her son. Thank you.
There is a real American ballad, Springfield Mountain or the Pisan Serpent. Are you familiar with that? Burl Ives, that mighty ballad singer, he sings it. On Springfield Mountain there did dwell a handsome youth, all knew him well, Regutu Daily. Read to daily, read to daily, oh toodaloo. You know that's the song where he gets bit by the poisonous snake, and then he goes home and Molly sucks the venom, and of course Molly had a rotten tooth, so it killed the both of them. That is the way the minstrel sang the song. In the Catskill, I run across the version that I think is pretty near authentic or original. You'll see the difference immediately in the melody. One.
Wait a minute, I better get the thing here.
I knew so. One Friday morning he did go into the meadow for to mow. He had half mowed round the field when a pisan serpent bit his heel. When he received his deathly wound, he dropped his sigh up on the ground, and straight for home was his intent, crying aloud out still as he went. Father, Father, Father dear, there is a pesky sappen here. Though all around his voice was heard, none of his friends to him appeared. Past noon his careful father went to seek his son in discontent. He viewed his tracks with much concern, where he'd run across the corn. Uneven tracks where they did go seemed to stagger to and fro, and there his only son he found dead as a stone upon the ground. There he lay supposed to rest, his two hands across his breast. His mouth and eyes were closed fast, and there, poor man, he slept his last. The 7th day of August, 61, this fatal accident was done. Let this a warning be to all to be prepared when death does call. There was no Molly in the actual history of it at all. He was engaged to a girl by the name of Anne. So there was no Molly. It was practically what the minstrels put in it. Frank Joy had another one of these five-minute songs. You know, these old-timers had lots of times they'd sit around the fire in the evening, sing to the kids or to themselves, so they had lots of time to sing in a long song. I don't know if they should try it. Frank called it the Spotted Cow. It's the Kennebec Bite. It's where a young fella puts it over on a bad man. Oh, there was an old farmer, and he lived not very far from here. He become a very wealthy farmer, as you shall shortly hear. He'd horses and cows and many other things. He had a boy to work from. The boy's name was John. Lolly doll, lolly doodle, lolly toodle, inka laddlum, lolly toody, toodle, inka lay. Early one morning he called to his man. The boy came to him as we'd understand. He said the old spotted cow has no way to the fair. She looks the best, and it's she we can spare. Lolly doll, lolly doodle, lolly toodle, inka laddlum, lolly toody, toodle, inka lay. The boy took his leave and went off to the fair. He was there a little while when he met two men. After all the dickering that never seemed to end, the boy sold the cow for £6.10. Lolly doll, lolly doodle, lolly toodle, inka laddlum, lolly toody, toodle, inka lay. As these two men went in to drink, they paid the boy all down in chink. Turning to the landlady, the boy he did say, oh, what shall I do with the money, I pray? Lolly doll, lolly doodle, lolly toodle, inka laddlum, lolly toody, toodle, inka lay. It's I will sew it in your coat line, said she, for fear on the way it's robbed of your bee. Now there sat a highwayman sipping at his wine, saying to himself, that money will be mine. Lolly doll, lolly doodle, lolly toodle, inka laddlum, lolly toody, toodle, inka lay. The boy took his leave and for home he did go. The highwayman followed soon after also. He'd gone a little ways, he'd overtaken the boy. You're well overtaken, it gives me joy. Lolly doll, lolly doodle, lolly toodle, inka laddlum, lolly toody, toodle, inka lay. How far are you going this way?
4 miles or more is near as I can say. Hop on behind, a highwayman said, I'll get you to your home for the sun has set. Lolly doll, lolly doodle, lolly toodle, link a laddle, lolly toody, toodle, link a lay. They rode till they come to a long narrow lane. Now, said the highwayman, I'll tell you very plain, deliver up that money without any strife, for in this long lane I will take away your life. Lolly doll, lolly doodle, lolly toodle, link a laddle, lolly toody, toodle, link a lay. The boy, seeing now no time to dispute, he leaped from the horse without fear or doubt. From the coat lining the money he tore out, and in the long grass he did scatter it about. Lolly doll, lolly doodle, lolly toodle, link a laddle, lolly toody, toodle, link a lay. The highwayman leaped from the horse also, little did he think it was to his loss. While he was picking up the money that was lost, the boy jumped aboard and went off with the horse. Lolly doll, lolly doodle, lolly toodle, link a laddle, lolly toody, toodle, link a lay. The highwayman hollered, bade him to stay. The boy said nothing, but he rode straight away back to his master, and thus he did bring a horse and a saddle and many fine thing. Lolly doll, lolly doodle, lolly toodle, link a laddle, lolly toody, toodle, link a lay. By a servant being out, she saw John. She went in to acquaint the old man. The old man comes out, what the devil is the fuss? Why, the old spotted cow is turned to a horse. Lolly doll, lolly doodle, lolly toodle, link a laddle, lolly toody, toodle, link a lay. On the saddlebags being opened, out of them were told 500 pounds in silver and gold for a boy of done mighty rare. So half of this money you shall have for your share. Lolly doll, lolly doodle, lolly toodle, link a laddle, lolly toody, toodle.